Heal thyself. Key 6. Imagine and release. People can feel happy on purpose by utilizing three of our uniquely human abilities: to imagine, to hold more than one viewpoint at a time, and to shift our focus from one viewpoint to another at will. We imagine every creation before we start, the results of every choice before deciding. We keep many possibilities in mind and focus on the ones we want most. The more fully and strongly we imagine something, the more senses and feelings we involve, and the more often we imagine it, the more quickly our idea tends to manifest in physical reality. Our will and root energy play an essential role in the creative process. The more aspects of our being are involved, the more effective is our imagination. Artificially induced altered states are inadvisable, since they can impair our internal connection with our root, emotions, and intellect. First, we relax and choose to feel happy. If we don't happen to feel happy at the moment, we remember a time when we were, or we simply imagine it. We can feel gratitude, comfort, relaxation, delight, joy, excitement, expansiveness, generosity, or self-esteem at will. To heal, we imagine complete wholeness and health. We imagine feeling whole and healthy, looking whole and healthy, sounding whole and healthy. We imagine fully, wholeheartedly, whole-mindedly. This imagining is not a forceful attempt to impose our desires onto matter, but rather a joyful act of creation. It does not feel closed and bound. It feels open and free. It is essential that our active imagining be balanced with receptive openness. There is greater wisdom, knowledge, insight, and foresight than ours in the universe. What we desire, or the particular way we envision it, might actually not be for the best. Once a young woman wanted to marry a man who became engaged to someone else. She performed a magical ritual with the aim of getting the man to marry her instead and love her forever. The man was in a terrible accident and became paralyzed. His engagement broke off, and he married her. She took care of him for the rest of his life, and he loved her the rest of his life. She got her way, and several people suffered for a lifetime. A true story. A man who had healing power was in a car accident with his wife. She was leaving her body, but he didn't want her to die. He laid his hands on her and forcibly healed her. She lived, but for the rest of her life, she was angry, mean, and abusive to him at every opportunity, in every conversation. That was the last time he forcibly used his power against someone's will. Thereafter, he prayed that God's will be done. This is a true story. Saint Francis of Assisi, known for his perpetual joy and his commitment to poverty, said, "I want what God wants. That's why I am so merry." It's usually better to remain open to our desires being fulfilled in another way or at another time than to forcefully impose our will. Forcefulness is appropriate in particular situations, but wisdom dictates that our overall approach in life be balanced. While we actively project, yang, what we want, we also remain humble and receptive, yin. Being unbalanced toward the passive, receptive approach can be harmful too. It can result in being complacent when action is needed, yielding when firmness is needed, or apathetic when passion is needed. We reach balance again and again, It's not something we achieve once and maintain forever after. Balance requires humility, openness. Learning requires humility, an open mind. People who think they know more than a teacher won't learn anything from that teacher, and people who think they know more than everyone learn only from hard knocks and repetition. Avoiding hard knocks is good for one's health. Receptivity facilitates inspiration, intuition, and grace. Some people surrender, yin, to the will of the true self first with the help of a teacher or belief system. Most people today are firmly bent on taking action, yang, to achieve personal aims, money, or status, and surrender is incomprehensible to them. Balance is so important. The presently prevailing approach to every issue and to life itself is to seek mechanisms to make our desires come true, to force matter to conform to our will, to dominate everything, yang. People want cranks they can turn, recipes they can follow to get their way. People who teach secrets to manifest one's desires have made millions, but techniques are only part of the story. No one makes millions teaching integrity, morality, curtailing or relinquishing desires, the fact that sacrifice can be beneficial, examining oneself for faults, looking honestly at past offenses, acknowledging that past offenses might have present effects, or that it might be best to change direction. Instead, people make millions and billions claiming that one can be spared from all these discomforts, in fact, from any discomfort at all. Some people feel entitled to comfort without effort or responsibility. Rather than entertain changing anything in themselves, most people attempt to plow through and continue on the path of force, domination, and desire. Regarding millions, people can rightfully derive fortune and sustenance by exchanging their work, time, or property, including intellectual property, or from gifts without strings. No one is obligated to speak, provide information, or deliver personal services involuntarily or without just compensation. At the same time, when one attempts to monetize truth itself, the effort is instantaneously corrupted. Promising truth in exchange for gain, subservience, or anything else invokes a false premise that one owns what cannot be owned. Truth, discernment, character, wisdom, spiritual progress, and erasure of history cannot be bought. People need to voluntarily support the moral and spiritual influences in their lives and communities. When a society fails to value and sustain those who keep the spiritual flame burning, society degrades and eventually disintegrates. Indigenous peoples and traditions had a balance of openness and humility, respect for nature, communicating with animals, plants, land and water, the earth herself, as conscious beings with whom we share our living space. Their attitude was cooperative rather than dominating. They were conquered, cruelly and brutally, with unabashed, unbridled aggression. Now the conquering structures are experiencing the effects of their own imbalanced domination. Fractures in societies are ubiquitous. Human beings aspire to become less human, even inhuman, artificial. Personal desires, greed, and ambition prevail, and good people suffer everywhere. The solution to an imbalance of too much force and domination and too little openness and receptivity is not achieved by force or domination. forcing one another to refrain from force, or rolling over belly up are not effective in the long run. In healing ourselves, undue force or giving up are not effective in the long run either. By attempting to achieve a balance in individual situations in everyday life, we move toward wholeness and toward health. We heal ourselves by approaching balance each day between being active and receptive. We do have dominion over our own minds and actions. The more balanced we become, the more we heal ourselves, and the more we heal our societies too.